actually if it's guys break through before I can.
Oh, that's true. Nope.
13.
So you entangle it for a bit.
Yeah. Do I reduce its dex?
No.
For all these purposes?
No. It just loses action. So it can't. It wouldn't be able to dodge if it could.
If you go, well, actually, it would be easier for me to get past it.
Doesn't matter, because it rolled over, too.
Yeah.
Okay. It tries to break free. So, you did 13, effectively. So it needs like an 8. 14, it breaks free. Aha!
I didn't know it.
Well, it doesn't actually say anything.
7.
Alright.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pulls out a machine gun, shoots you. Nope, doesn't break free.
8 and 8.
Uh-oh. So we tangle.
Six and
30. Riffles 30. Which is 19, 30. It's entangled, and it's not going to get through.
Okay, I guess I'm going to take it out now. So, also, I see the girls still there.
The girls, yeah, they're still there.
Can I ask them?
They're kind of hiding.
You okay? You okay?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You and your drunken friends.
Ask them if you know anything about these demons.
Cool.
More exactly, what project are we trying to do here?
So they say that they were summoning, well, they were summoning one of the demons to gather artifacts.
Why?
Because they have a, they want to summon a powerful servitor. Serve them, and they needed the artifact.
Go on to Jay. Where's Jay?
They don't know.
And Simon Bob?
They don't know. I don't know what happened to Jay. Maybe Janet, you know.
What about Janet? Is she okay?
Yeah, where's Janet? Who's Janet?
Well, Janet's the leader.
I met Janet. Oh. One of these two things took over her or something. I'll go back to the cave and start looking for Janet and Jay.
Okay.
Okay. So why were these here?
So you do find Jay. Yeah, tied up in the back. Still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So ask them why these demons are here to attack them.
I don't know.
Is it Janet?
Maybe.
Do you know where she is?
No.
Do you know where she might be?
Back in her dorm room?
So that's the last thing. Let's search this cave first.
Okay.
See if we find any artifacts.
And the artifacts in this cave?
No.
Okay.
So basically, once you check with them, they had a big book, which is not there.
The Necronomicon?
And their artifacts, they had collected, I guess, two artifacts.
Uh-huh.
Actually three, because one's wrong with it. So three. Okay. And they needed five. That's just the number, but they don't know what the other one.
Hey, maybe we help them and just see how this goes.
Well, it's not. You should know that this kind of stuff is very dangerous. I strongly disapprove.
So,
and you know, please don't steal from me.
Well, we didn't know exactly where they were getting it.
No,
we just told them which artifact.
Yeah, gonna have to report this to the university.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no less.
Cue the music.
There we go. What we actually came here for?
Yeah, we're gonna have to report it to the university police.
Sorry.
Well,
this should teach you a lesson. Don't mess with demons.
Yeah,
or superheroes.
Dangerous.
Don't miss the superheroes.
Hey, I'm a demon.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So Janet got away.
Janet, so she wasn't back in her dorm room?
No, she was not back in her dorm room, strangely.
And we didn't find the artifacts?
And you didn't find the artifacts.
Any place else that she might be? Probably not.
We did not get the artifacts, or we did not get the book.
Neither.
No. Because she played with them.
Well, okay. If you can help the police find Janet, we'll clean up the work for you guys.
Okay. You're looking lucky. Nope.
Sorry, no good word then. Well, we'll say something.
You can rot in jail for all I care.
Unless. Well, since it's part of the police investigation now, I'll try to get records, her personal records from the university where she's from.
Okay. So Janet is just a
typical.
Nah, I mean, she's from the mainland, going to university here. One of those, whatever.
Must I go?
Actually, I can now get you to the mainland faster than you'll even notice that you haven't, and you won't even notice you've moved.
He won't notice.
I'll notice.
You'll be flayed alive.
That's
true. You burned to a crisp.
Basically normal. As far as the records are concerned, normal girl. I mean, she had a few. Well, actually, those records will be sealed.
Huh.
Juvenile records usually sealed.
Well, but she has juvenile records. That's nothing.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, I'll put in good work, but I just try to help.
Okay.
But still, you know.
They still. Okay.
Well, forgivable. Yeah.
I suppose since now she's the offer suspect, it's still a bad idea to call her.
She has no parents? Or does she?
No, she doesn't have parents.
Wait, what's her name? She doesn't have Janet parents. What?
What?
Janet what?
What? You want the last name?
No, okay, no. Well, I mean, just for future references, it's still an open thread. Wait, so what was she? What major? She was, like, what major? What?
Medieval study.
Huh?
Medieval study.
Alright.
Yeah, why the hell do you go to Hawaii to study medieval studies?
Yeah, what was that?
There's nothing medieval in Hawaii.
Okay, I guess I can try to find out her friends, who her friends are, like, other clubs.
We all heard her, but it's the main line, but we go to that.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And, oh, I'll look up what these demons are, if I can.
I can pick up the boat.
You can make a roll.
Does that count as flying?
Yeah. Let's go to the library or something. I'll ask the professors. Huh?
Okay.
Maybe I can just push the boat real fast.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah.
27.
Is she over 18 now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
We need a warrant for arrest.
Okay.
Then
so.
No.
just so there were night cons.
Night cons?
Yeah. Standard. So after, you know, once the dead one dissolves, and the other one eventually dissolves also.
Do you dissolve in sunlight?
Dead one dissolves when it's dead.
Yeah.
And the live one dissolves once it gets a bunch of sunlight. Since you don't know about it.
Well, okay.
So my sun will do you good.
Night, I figured. Night.
That's true. That's before you do the same.
Yeah. Wait, maybe I can send my radiation energy to you. Wow.
See, Dr. Affairs?
Yeah.
No, nah, they just said she was, you know, one of those little weird girls at school.
Wait, they don't even know? She's one of those weird girls at school?
Well, I mean, she was kind of rebellious.
Well, I'm
afraid
your daughter is in fairly serious trouble, you know, if you'd like to look at her.
Oh, they haven't talked to her in a while. Mm-hmm. But if she contacts her, she'll contact them. She'll contact you.
How about her friends at the school? Do you know anything? Ask around.
She really doesn't have that many friends. I mean, just basically these two girls. And then, you know, she has some classmates and stuff. They all said, you know, she's kind of aloof. Weird girl. Aloof. Kind of creepy. Angry a lot.
I wonder why. So the other two, did they get suspended or whatever?
The other two...
Kicked out of school?
No, no. I mean, they didn't kidnap. So
that's true, but you know.
They probably did get suspended and they have to redo the semester.
Yeah. Oh, not too bad.
Is fine with the active. It seems to me these two just got caught up in something they felt mildly naughty.
Crazy? Something demon? Mildly naughty?
You know, people do stupid things in college.
Man, I'm only in high school and I know better.
Did I have something demon?
Yeah, you already. When I was in high school, I knew better, but when I got to college, somehow it all went out the window. I feel the beer. Could be.
And these were legal too, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's pretty much it for your plot. Do you have anything else? You got pretty much, I did that.
I'm trying to do research on who the bugs are.
Oh, who the bugs are. What are you doing research?
Doing research on other artifacts.
Okay, make a roll.
Bee Polynesian pursuit.
The lightning trying it.
Oh,
Peter, you
I'll tell Jay to,
32, 15,
I'll tell Jay to be careful in the future. I say, you know, that's gaming club. You won't get anywhere.
Okay, you might have a couple beats, so we can pursue that later. So what are you going to try to find out about the meat? Is that what you're trying to do? Or the aliens.
The bugs.
Oh, the bugs.
I think I hit a dead end on the meats.
So
as far as the anyway.
Right. So, how do you try to find out about the bugs?
I don't know. Who? Is there anyone I know that knows about
bugs?
I could go ask the Green Lanterns. They're all sort of all over.
Actually, no.
No?
No. No, because this is at the time...
Oh, this is while they're disbanded still?
Yeah, this is while they're disbanded.
Anyone at the Justice League know, maybe, about alien races?
Not really. Because there are very few alien races at the start of this particular race. At the start of this phase of the campaign, there were no alien contacts.
Could I go to Vega?
Yeah.
Would they
know? I mean, they did fix the teleporter or the
portal.
So you could ask them.
Alright.
Ask
them.
Make a roll.
Go there, check their libraries.
Can you bring back some peanuts?
Vegan peanuts?
Yeah.
Sure, if you want, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Pretty good peanuts.
My wife loves those peanuts.
Okay. You know about this?
I'm gonna ask you guys.
No, they don't really know about it. You don't. At least you don't find anything.
Okay. I'll tell you guys. Bug people on Pluto.
Yeah, interesting.
You been drinking?
Roll. Oh, I know.
The article.
I'll show you, I can show you the surveillance tape from the lab where the one bug guy punched a bunch of buttons and got himself killed.
Maybe I can go check out
the machine. There's a surveillance tape. There's just logs.
Okay.
Maybe I can go check out the machine in there. In your base. Cool.
Yeah, if you want.
Well, I mean, they are my girl. So, yeah, you think they're MIGA, which are, you know, some kind of dangerous evil race.
Figures.
Oh, freaking planet full of them over there. Pluto, yeah, they got a whole big city with a force field around it.
Oh, yeah. Pluto.
I don't know.
Let me code that.
Yeah, I'll just hold it there. Hydrogen is liquid on super.
Mostly it was dark. Kind of far away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and cold. What do anyone want to
Didn't see? Really notice cold so much.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Anyways, with an 18, and you don't, that's about all you got. You know, I mean, you know they've been to Earth, because that's how you know
okay.
a lot of them. But, and they're generally, you know, evil and nasty. Well, so is his story. Perhaps they're actually,
nice.
You know, misunderstood.
Friendly.
They're bugs.
They didn't seem to want to talk at all. They were just mostly ignoring me.
Huh.
Except
true.
Kept sending robots to kill me.
It's true.
Well, that's usually not a very friendly thing to do.
I talked to a scout robot. It seemed at least civil.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Is there any interest in Earth?
Couldn't tell. They were poking around the moon base.
I guess we have to monitor the situation. If something happens, we can't go attack them.
True. You need a satellite.
Or just keep an eye out on the way on the moon. Hell, I can go check out the moon base stuff. If you want.
Okay. Maybe I can write something.
Let me try the dissection. Dissection machine.
Okay.
Hey, let's...
On the door to the moon base, I can write Migo go home in bug language.
Migo go home?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pick that name.
Private
you
property
go
sale.
Me go.
Yeah.
Go home.
No soliciting.
Okay.
Alright,
so that's probably it for you. Peter, do you want to go traumatize the girl some more?
I think I'm done traumatizing her.
How old is she?
She is 11.
She's old enough to take it.
When Coop gets back, I think we should work on my reading skills by looking up old newspapers and finding out what happened to Mrs. Jenkins.
Sure. Whatever. Hey, if you're interested in it, just you're reading. I don't care what we're looking at.
Or
because reading is fundamental.
Comics. How come there's color on Sunday?
Aren't you reading at, like, 6th grade level now?
Yeah.
That's no. true. I still have to get you up at least up to, you know, high school level.
6th graders were stupid back then.
Huh?
6th graders were stupid back
yeah,
then.
I guess so.
Huh?
Isn't this when you graduated high school?
86? No.
I
already
know.
88. 88.
Yeah.
86.
I was a sophomore.
Alright.
But it is Hawaii, okay?
Okay, you can make a roll.
11.
Me too?
No.
Okay.
It was more his fault. Mrs. Jenkins, died in a
bizarre
freak boating accident.
Mysterious.
Yeah. It was a boating accident. I don't know if it was freak, but still, it was
bizarre.
A boating accident.
Or mysterious.
It wasn't bizarre or mysterious, really.
Is there anything else about the incident? I mean, anything else about the family?
No, I mean, they were out in a yacht, and there was a storm, and she fell overboard, that kind of stuff.
The son to Pluto is 42 APs of distance.
So she fell overboard, the father and daughter survived.
Uh-huh.
And a light year is 51.
They were all on the boat. Then.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
Okay.
I think.
Alright, this seems like a dead end. If she comes to see me, I guess that's
a little bit of a worry. Yeah, she's going to come see you.
Oh, she'll turn up. Revenge!
You die now, Peter.
Okay, so I guess that's it for Peter. Let's see.
Put the hook back in the armory. And take back the communicator from the kid. Put it back in the armory.
No, I think you should leave the communicators on kids.
It's just one kid. What I need is an army of communicators for my army.
Army of communicators?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, how are the new researchers working out?
Let's see, you hired Smith and Hubbard, so...
Hey.
No, there were two of the smaller ones. Let's see.
So you picked them.
Yep. Two bad rolls. No, apparently they're not getting along. So
really?
They do spend a lot of time arguing. You know,
okay,
while you're doing your design meetings and stuff.
Maybe I can set them a few different projects.
So you could try to give them different modules.
Yeah, I'll do that. Maybe I'll be better. Kids.
Right here is 51 APs.
51?
Yeah. And a year is 23. So...
28? Yeah, so
speed is 28.
28? Yeah.
Almost there.
Quarter. Yep. 1/8 speed of light.
Yep.
Light year in a second would be really hard.
Light year in a second.
I'd have to have a speed of 51, right?
Yeah. So speed.
Not gonna get speed 51.
40, even though it's really high.
Yeah.
Is about like a spaceship. Yeah. Interstellar
spaceship.
Yeah.
Does Sumac have like
39 and would be 45
or
something? Yeah.
Sumac 45.
45. Really?
Well, the pre-crisis Sumac.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's see. Peter. What was his plot?
Look back at the book, Superman.
Okay.
Flight 18. Well, the little broken Superman. Flight 18. Flight 17. Okay.
How many hero points did you use?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, how about you?
Zero. That's what I needed. Hero points, open that window.
Three.
How many did I use?
Yeah.
Nine.
Not all nine.
Flight 18.
Mm.
He's a slowpoke, man.
Yeah. Pre-crisis. No way to go.
Run rings around him.
Pre-crisis?
Yeah. I don't ever hope to be as powerful as pre-crisis anybody.
Well, how about pre-crisis Aquaman?
About equal.
Pre-crisis
okay.
More powerful.
That who? That
pre-crisis. No, pre-crisis. Post-crisis Aquaman could probably beat up
pre-crisis Aquaman. I think about the same.
I used 9 hero points. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Hero point sucking insect.
You know, I should hire one. Were they all men? I should have one man, one woman, and fix them up. Like
yeah, they're all men.
Like what's his name? Did
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
That worked out great. I remember.
Wealth rolls?
Yeah, make wealth rolls.
Okay. Second roll. Made it.
So you got 8 and...
15. No, 15.
Okay.
Good game again.
6. And then 11.
6 and 11. That's a nice one. 12 for... What's your wealth roll, Peter?
18.
Plus one.
Easy, just trying to get a bonus.
Oh,
I got too much money anyway. Yeah, I complain to my wife again. Yeah, we're running low here.
I have no reason to have money anymore.
No. Yeah, me neither.
You never did. My last character certainly used it.
I can renovate the moon base.
So maybe we'll go check out the system on your moon base maybe first.
Yeah.
It's kind of dangerous, you say?
We'll have to put a security system in to keep people from wandering in.
I mean, the system's
kind of
dangerous, right?
Well, I'm not really messing with it.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to check it out sometime.
I'm still trying to read all the documents. All the documentation.
That's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, I should poke around first. Then when you lose an arm, then you need to read the documentation.
Yeah. RFM?
RTFM.
RTFM.
Yeah.
UTSL.
UTSL.
Use the source loop.
use the what?
Source. Luke.
Oh, you use the force on that guy.
Huh?
You can do that.
It's right up there with Reed the Friendly Annie.
Your heart burrows. I say that night in bed. Well, she was there at the meeting, right? What do you think? Actually, we shouldn't talk about work yet. In bed.
Told ya how there would be a mistake. Told ya.
What?
Told ya.
No, you didn't.
Told ya.
Fine.
Probably Burroughs and Hubbard.
Burroughs and Hubbard?
Smith is actually smarter than Hubbard, but he's less cooperative.
Smith is?
Burroughs is the best.
Well, yeah. Smith is less cooperative than Hubbard?
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you should have got Burroughs.
But you both said Smith. Who knew?
Hey, Kev.
Yeah?
I want to put my extra rolls in the HP. Yeah, they...
Okay.
So that's what, three? I think it's three, right?
Yeah.
What the hell do I need that for? Saving
for
something.
Aren't you saving for, like, communicators or security systems or something like that?
I must have done that wrong. 12.
Holy, so...
Okay. Donald, 23 plus 3 hero points or 3 bank. Oh no, 2 hero points or 2 bank.
Hero points. Bank plus 25.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Can look at Peter's,
Sure. I don't know if I had it written down.
Communicators.
Maybe communicators. Rads, 27 plus 2 hero points or 2 bank.
Round 27 first.
Riff is 25 plus 3 hero points and 3 max. And you said 3 hero points?
Yeah.
Peter is 12 plus 3 hero points, so 15.
Well, you obviously are writing down.
Yeah, I'll write down.
Communicators. That'll be a long term project. So, let me see. I put one into your bank, one into your one.
Okay.
Okay, Oh, I was going to say, Dev 2 is not fixed, right?
Yeah.
So he's staying at headquarters all the time?
Yeah.
He can be our butler.
He cleans
hey,
up.
Hey, cool. See? Not a bad idea, right? Butler. I can do that later. Yeah. Can you erase anything right now? Right. written scientist. So I don't feel so inferior working with a scientist.
How much more are you planning to do with the D&D campaign?
Or is it mostly done? Basically playing the fight.
The last fight.
And then the fight after that for what to do with the artifact. If you get it, survive. Yeah.
That's true, as well kill each other for the artifact.
I'll raise my scientist.
But I don't think we'll even survive, so.
I don't think so either. Because, you know, first thing, Barbarian's going to turn and control it all. And then Empire's going to turn.
Is that
too.
An option?
Yes.
I'm probably going to turn. Barbarian and me, right away, gone.
That depends, I mean. They might not target the Barbarian. At least not immediately.
It's true. Overconfident.
We might come up with a cool plan.
Brilliant plan?
Brilliant plan.
Okay, I raised my scientist.
What's going on in the D&D campaign?
We're all
going
to die.
Actually, I can possibly jam it with my bird song.
You killed a bunch of demons last time. Or, actually, frogs.
Yeah, four demons. Like four demons and...
Well, they
have to order people around, right? They zap somebody with the thing and say, go do this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
but...
that means I can jam it.
Yes, you can. Well, if you're a bard here.
Countersong.
If the bard is here, yes, it will help considerably.
How about the demon? The other demon?
What other... Oh, there?
Yeah,
it will help.
Each round of the countersong, make a perform check. Any creature within 30 feet of the bard that is affected by a sonic or language-dependent magical attack, such as command spell, may use the bard's perform check in replace of its saving throw.
We're all safe.
I'm 30 feet of you.
We
have to clump up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. What's my perform skill?
Yeah. Man, I'm going to get hit by fireball.
Is your perform skill on the 40s? Yeah.
No.
True. Well, if we cast
when I'm level 13, so that means
it's that'll help us for a while.
Yeah.
13, 17.
Actually, we know exactly what they do, right? So, no problem.
Hey, Dave. DaveCon? Eric says,
Oh, yeah.
It's also like the 15th anniversary of, you know, the gaming group.
Mm-hmm.
So you should also advertise that.
How did he come up with that?
I don't know.
89?
Probably 89.
Just because it's the year, right?
Well, 89 was starting like September, right? The semester. Start of the semester?
That's only for things that.
Actually, that's alright.
What I need is a magical instrument that boosts the range on the
right. Oh, it'll be 12 or 13 years I've been with you guys.
I wouldn't care about you.
You don't count.
So basically, you're a magical.
Yeah. 12
or 13, but what is it?
I think that would be doable.
What?
It'll be
13
years.
Some
sort of magical instrument that
boosts
the
range on my
bar song.
Yeah. Okay. You want some microphone?
A broadcast system.
Mm-hmm.
Two turntables.
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
How stable is the
stable?
It'd
probably actually be a
pretty
stable
one. Okay. So. And your connection's fine?
It's like fifth level requirements and maybe shout.
And your internet connection is fine?
Maybe it could add to my performance.
Hear anything you said.
Can you hear anything at all?
Yeah, I got you now.
How's your internet connection? I mean, just in general.
It's a little slow during the day. At night, it's good. Why?
Okay.
You know what? It seems to be affected by latency really badly. If I have more than one thing going on, it slows way down.
Huh.
Well, you know, it shouldn't be the case. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the PC. Well, the thing is, like, if I'm doing something with the PC, everything seems to slow down. Maybe it's just the PC is crap.
Oh, well.
Why?
No, I'm going to change my DSL provider. Try to get a faster connection.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, I get real good speed as long as I'm just
if I'm not, well, basically, if the PC is exploding, it seems like I get a pretty good speed.
Well, I just want to make sure your Thales is still up for DNS services.
Yeah, it'll be around.
Okay.
I've never noticed it being down.
And also when I first turned it on, it screwed up,
but after they got that straight down, I had it down.
Non-instantaneous spawning for language-dependent network, that means another thing.
Okay. Sounds good.
There's another thing I was listed that you mentioned that was actually even better. And it was still a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I
don't know what's going on with my laptop. I can chat between my laptop and this computer.
So if you make your roll safe, you do that, and anyone that didn't make their roll
safe. Hey, did you notice when you start up your chat, the video chat, or the
a single target,
that your system kind of freezes for like 30 seconds?
No.
Yeah, mine was doing that. My little screen would go down in the middle, and I get a picture from your guys' side, but it'd be still. And then 10 seconds later, it would say, information from the other side, and terminate it.
Huh, that's strange.
Any creature within 30 feet, including the bard, that is affected by a spell may use the bard. Perform check. Yeah, this is by a spell that uses verbal components. Or verbal commands. Like the command
spell.
Running on there.
Because the most...
It says... Yeah. Any... By a sonic or language-dependent magical attack.
Good night, all.
All right. Good night, Dave.
See ya.
Such as sound burst or command.
Mm-hmm.
But not including... But not just spells that have verbal components.
So I think that would affect things like power word, command, spell, dominate spells, anything that you have to give instructions to people.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would
make
affect.
A special instrument.
I think you should make a magic instrument.
I mean, you can read the entry.
Yeah, because the most restrictive way of reading that is it wouldn't work for something like mass charm or charm or dire charm. It is heavy enchantment magic.
The dungeon.
Dungeon ecology. Yeah, dungeon ecology. The dungeon.
Yeah, I guess if it just sort of takes over your brain and you decide whoever has it is your friend and you just sort of start helping them without having to be told, then I don't think it is.
Yeah, as long as there are no green slimes in a jar, we're fine.
We need green slimes in a jar.
You just have to break the jar in a hurry.
That's true. We need green slime in a jar. If we had those, not a problem. Slime in a jar. Yeah, I haven't brought that up in years.
What we need to fight Cthulhu is the Holy Grail.
No, it's not working. And we have the Holy Grail.
No, we have the spear. No,
we have the Holy Grail.
I just put it to a test.
Yeah. Wow. That was that one, right?
Yeah.
Then you...
Or Galahad.
Yeah. Cool adventure today.
They took out Dire Charm.
Hmm?
Looks like they took out Dire Charm.
Dire Charm?
Really? I think it would be Charm, comma, Dire. Can you reorganize the spell book a little bit?
Charm Animal, Charm Monster, Charm Person, Charm Monster, and Ness.
Okay.
Well, the thing with charm person is you can't give commands unless you speak the person's language. So you're right.
Counts
on the board.
So we can, Kevin. We realized that we actually have the Holy Grail, so we can test the Cthulhu versus the Holy Grail scenario.
Yeah.
Say what?
True.
We're giving a knife on a horse. The what?
And
The new guy doesn't know.
The what?
So.
Very old. So old.
Very, very old. So old that the new guy doesn't get it.
Oh, it's just one of those little weird little emails that we sent out.
Oh, then I understand.
I don't think it was really. I think I actually said it.
Yeah. I think it came
out with a Shannon. With a Shannon upstairs.
Yeah.
I don't know how it came up, but I still remember saying it.
I think it was an argument about how powerful and right fast the Holy Grail was or something.
They were discussing like how Lazlo could take out Cthulhu in
right.
the Ten Dragon system.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Right.
That's not what the Holy Grail can take on Cthulhu. I don't think so. What's he gonna do? Throw it at him? Yeah. And demonstrate it. So he doesn't like clank.
I never was in the Pendragon. I wasn't in the first Urza that you did. I think you did another Ars Magica.
He wasn't even the second Urza.
Or the second Urza. Possibly
the
third.
This is the third Urza.
Does the first one?
Well,
the first one
was
two parts.
Yeah, the first one was two parts, but I thought you looked at it as two, because that was only the second one. Part two of that. Hmm. And then there was, like, the primitive one that was kind of boring.
Yeah. Was that actually two parts or three parts?
Two parts, I think.
It was two. We only had the first character.
I caught the tail end of the first part. Okay. So I actually did have two characters.
Yeah, because you all put made new characters for part two.
I had three characters.
Well, I had
two characters in the first part. One DI'd and didn't come back.
I mean, it was a good break to have everybody see.
No, he actually DI'd.
Oh.
Went away. I just created a new character.
DI said, I'm not going back to those guys. Sorry. The rabbit thinks that sometimes.
Yeah, but when I think of that, then the next character's going to think that too. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of pleased with the ranger I did after kicked up in the wild mage.
Yeah, the ranger that lasted half an adventure.
Yeah.
That was unfortunate.
Oh, the saber-tooth tigers, right?
Yeah,
the saber-tooth tigers kicked his ass. It's like a critical hit and knocked me out with one hit or something.
He was a... Yeah.
He's like the 8th level ranger ice.
You're going out to pee or something, right?
What's that? Yeah, we actually told him not to go outside. He said, screw that, I'm a ranger. I can be out in the wild.
Yeah.
Got left and eaten, and we never knew what happened to
him. Why did the ranger must have just left? Got tired of us. Oh, well.
Now, didn't we then kill the saber-tooth tigers and
yeah.
sweet
oh, yeah.
animated skeletons?
Carry the mean around?
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, you have the wild mage, you have the ranger, you have the Wookiee. Just, you know, a lot of really
ineffective characters.
you didn't make much of an impression with those sort of characters.
Where the hell is this guy?
Can't
he's useless.
Is he a useful character?
He's stuck around, right?
Yeah.
Well, arguable whether he's had any useful character.
Well, you find useful.
Bottle snowman,
Rip? Part one or part two?
Yeah, not really. Well, that's okay.
How many games are you playing? Game World?
With you guys?
A couple years?
The D&D and the Star Wars.
MERP?
MERP I was not in. Ars Magica I was in.
You mean Ars
Magica? Oh, yeah.
I was
always surprised that, you know, he says he's in Ars Magica.
Really?
It was on and off. I wasn't there that often, that one.
Yeah.
Is that
the
last lame ass Ars Magica?
Yeah.
Evil?
Yeah.
That was the one where
Billy
and
Shannon
really wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Who, Billy and Shannon?
Pretty much Shannon won. I don't think Billy was there.
Wait,
Billy was.
No. Was the one after that?
Oh, it was,
I don't
even remember. It was the Spanish one, right?
Oh, the Spanish one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last.
Yeah, Bill was in it.
Okay.
Bill was the red cap.
Is that the one that, that campaign ended when Billy left, right?
I have no idea.
Because it was just
doing it. Basically called Billy. I have no idea.
After Billy left, then Shannon couldn't run it by himself because nobody else wanted to run it. It just kind of died. But it's too bad. It's hard to
do. And then, your Star Trek.
You play Star that's right.
I played
you never finished the Star Trek campaign.
That's true.
I played a handful of things
with
that, but that was also in that time frame where I was pretty erratic about showing up.
I lost a lot of notes.
Same with Sweet GURPS.
The time traveling one?
The time traveling GURPS one, that was weird. Urzo.
That wasn't bad. Although that lasted.
Didn't Pick run some short thing?
I had to run Deadlands for 2 weeks.
No.
After
a
boot hill or something,
he ran something that was really brief, like a couple of months after the Star Wars.
He ran Star Wars.
Yeah, he ran Star Wars. I remember him being brutal on that.
I don't really remember. His name is Hazy. So where was he first striking this? Was that Shannon's?
Shannon's.
At
the apartment across from People's Park.
That's a long time ago. 3 years ago.
Yeah. It was
more than two.
Maybe seven years ago. And I'm still the new guy.
Not even half the duration of the gaming group. Pathetic. Really.
We're just getting stale.
So you know Billy and Matt?
Yeah.
I would think whenever Billy and or Matt comes over,
you know the new guy? Yeah.
Wow. You ever game with Matt?
No. Game with Billy. No. Not with Matt. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you liar. He was here today.
Yeah. Early on you missed a lot of games.
Not regularly.
Yeah, you were not regularly anymore.
No, I stopped being regular after the D&Ds ended while you were doing Iris and while you were doing the GURPS. And I started being regular again after Urza started up.
Damn, I really feel bad.
And this Urza has been going on for a long time, too.
Urza?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually does.
2-3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this one's very, it's sort of like the front right center about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wandering around doing stuff.
Yeah. One of these days we'll get around to getting cold baths.
At the rate we're going, yeah, it's going to take a while.
Maybe a year.
Probably the last ones there.
Maybe the last man's gaming, and that last man's going to be making day.
Just be there and go. Well,
maybe Stacey's past there. Yeah, maybe Stacey's isn't so bad. Maybe
we probably got that.
We should unplug everything. Sounds good.
Sure, and we'll be the new superpowers. So.
Sure.
We'll be the one standing there in the
Uru Urza with an iron fist.
Yep. That could actually be amusing.
But then we just stop being PC. Then we have to create new characters to take, you
that's
know,
true.
To kick ourselves out.
Oh, we're not that dumb, Eddie. No.
Not yet.
Other than our, although
you know, I noticed that when our first set of characters turned into NPCs, we got tougher a lot faster.
Yeah, I found out that when NPCs become NPCs in Eric's campaign, they become fast. Tough very fast.
I'm thinking specifically the frog god.
The
frog god.
That's true. He was pretty tough.
Was he?
Yeah.
stupid erratic.
Or like, you know, Murph when Chris went evil.
Yeah.
He gave that some dead thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Chris is
elf.
He
was, well, he was definitely tougher than the Chris was.
Chris went evil?
Yeah.
He had like a mage or
he
something.
He died and came back as undead and evil.
Yeah. Because he cast a lot of spells.
Yeah.
And then when he died, he was like resurrected and undead. So eventually we came back to the area.
And we
realized that was Chris, like, pulling you undead.
And yeah. Chris insisted that he got to roll for him when he was attacking.
Ah.
I don't think it's that. I'll wait.
Maybe.
Alan made Merc in that. But
I like the Merc campaign a lot. It's fun.
You're going to run another Merc, right? Well, not Merc system.
It's not...
Just Middle Earth.
My plan Middle is Earth. Not Merc system, but Middle Earth flavor. Probably with D&D as level.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'd have to modify the spell list a lot.
Well, the character classes.
Yeah. Maybe I should just run the Merc system.
For first aid?
First aid. For user in class.
Thankless.
Yeah.
I'm the toughest.
Actually, there's probably a D20 Middle Earth role playing.
Probably. It must.
No.
Once the game hasn't been done
before. Lord of the Rings game. Well, it's based on the movies and is. People say it's kind of like D20, but this, but it uses different types.
So it's more like the Star Wars.
It's more like Star Trek, right?
Okay.
It's the second version of that rule.
Like D6 plus your skills.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this game is really well actually yeah. It's, I mean, you know, hardcover, full color books and, but
nice.
It's not very yeah, it looks nice, but actually the cipher is just pretty good. You've never watched the show, have you?
Never mind that.
No
watch.
Idea.
You watch it?
Nope.
You watch it?
Oh,
fine. You want those guys, huh?
No, I'm sure it's good shit.
I actually watched some episodes. Okay. Nothing special.
I'd rather it be more like a movie.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, watching
the show is fairly campy. It's a little more serious, but
I was actually working at a campy theater when that came out. You were showing it.
What's
that?
They were talking about making a sequel, yeah. But all the actors from it went on to be all bigger and better now.
Kind of still.
Yeah, most of them. Action pictures from the Scouts and or whatever. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, the movie did.
Well, sure. She was only in the movie like 3 seasons. Right, so.
Well, and that tail.
Yeah, the friend's coming. Do I have to turn the hose on you again? No. Maybe.
Yeah.
Email me at freakingchairs.com.
Help you watch that.
That's great.
Continue your transmission.
curious and helpful to us. Mystery is something to see, but it's not
right. Yeah.
But excuse me. I
need to see that. And then,
who are you guys?
You're not guys. We are a bunch of hot chicks.
That's right. Yes, you are.
Wow. Okay, so next week.
Not next week, we got this.
Next week.
Go to the location and send out mail.
And what we're doing that day. Get all planned out, okay? So, Tuesday, maybe?
Yeah.
Does Tick even know where he's going to try to move to?
He hasn't indicated.
No, he probably does. He wants to call us and go by.
Sure. Should have loved it. Put your riff rap.
That's not too bad.